Good morning, everyone. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I hope that you are enjoying these podcasts. I am receiving so many personal messages, and I am just so grateful. And the way you pour your hearts out to me is so beautiful, and that you feel that you can trust me. And that is what I want you to feel and experience through these podcasts, that this is a safe space, that if you are struggling, please reach out to me. I do offer one-to-one coaching internationally, but I am also here to answer your questions and help you in any way I can. So much appreciated. And if you would love to give me a review on this podcast, that would be amazing too, because the more reviews and the more people I can reach, as I mentioned in the last podcast. So let's get on to today's podcast, shall we? I hope I am finding you well today. Today's podcast is the three signs that you are not moving away from your relationship. You are not accepting that your relationship is over, maybe. And the reason why you're not getting over your ex, because there is a system, right, to moving through our heartbreak. There is a healthy way of doing it and a not so healthy way of doing it. And I know each and every one of us, we do our best no matter what. And I see some people that struggle with letting go, and it can go on for a long time. It can go on for months, even years sometimes, right? You see people sometimes that are still holding on to their ex from years ago, even if that's with resentment and anger, there is still that attachment. So I want to give you the three reasons why you may not be moving on from your ex, and what you can do to actually start getting that moving for you. Because we don't want to stay stuck, right? We don't want to stay in that groove of regret and hurt and sorry. It's just not a nice place to be. At the same time, we do need to honor our feelings. We need to acknowledge our feelings, and we need to feel into that. That's a very important part of it. So without further ado, let's get to the three reasons why you are not moving through your breakup the best way you could. Number one is that you are not moving through the grieving process effectively, in the best way possible. Now, as many of you know, there is a system of grief. There is a there are steps that you literally go through when you're grieving the loss of someone. You know, it starts off with obviously that initial shock sometimes, and then we can feel angry and we can feel sad. And there's a step-by-step system that we experience through grief. And each part of that grieving process is really necessary for us in order to come through it. Some people put off this grieving process by finding another person, like to do the rebound with, right? We don't want to feel our feelings, and so we're quickly finding other people to date. And with today's accessibility to online dating, you know, it's so easy to actually find someone to go on a date with and basically push down your real feelings and just distract yourself. But this is a temporary fix. It will not stop the real feelings and the real grieving process that you need to be dealing with. And look, again, grief is different for everybody. Some people can move through grief fairly quickly, and that doesn't mean that they cared any less about that person. And some people can struggle with the grieving process. But if you're taking those steps every day, and you're honoring yourself through those steps every day, that is all you can do. But important to actually move through that process. So feel the feelings. If you're feeling angry, feel that anger. Accept that anger. You know, don't project it onto another person or anything like that, but definitely feel into the anger. Keep a journal, punch a pillow, and do whatever you need to do, but feel that anger, feel the sadness, because what happens often in that grieving process, we often feel the anger prior to sadness, because anger is basically an emotion that often masks the real reason, the real sadness underneath it. So you often find that once you've moved through the anger, you may feel really sad. Sometimes it's the opposite way around. Some people are really sad and then they go into the anger. And there's no right or wrong way. These steps can be different for everyone. But there is definitely a certain process. And so it's really important to move through that process. I think I have done a podcast on the grieving process. If I haven't, I will definitely do one of those. But you can definitely Google the grieving process and check in with it and make sure that you are honoring yourself and working with that process so that you're not being stuck in, say, the anger or the sadness. And definitely reach out if you are struggling with that, because there are people that can really help you with this, and myself included, right? Because I've been in that situation, and I definitely know the days in which I would struggle with that and what I wasn't doing correctly, but there were definitely things that were keeping me stuck. You know, I was sabotaging myself, right? Kept going over the same stuff, right, all the time, which leads me to the second reason why you may not be moving away from your ex and getting over your ex as quickly as you need to. And the second reason that you may not be moving through that relationship is because you are idealizing that relationship. You are remembering only what was great about that relationship. You are very much focused on the good things in that relationship, right? So you have this, it's very easy to focus on the things that you loved about that person once they're no longer there. And it's almost like we get fixated on this relationship that we know wasn't the best thing for us. We know had lots of issues, more often than not, we had so many problems in this relationship. But once that relationship is over, we tend to forget all the bad things and the reasons of why that relationship is ended. And we get fixated on the good things, the good times, the good memories. And this again can keep you really stuck, because it's almost like we're not really seeing the truth of what it really was. We are, again, idealizing that relationship and that person. And we start telling ourselves that story. Oh, I miss the cuddles. Oh, I miss the way we did this together. Oh, I miss this. And we get very focused. And remember, whatever you focus on, it's like energy. What energy flows, where attention goes. And if you're focusing only on the good things, you are going to feel so much pain for a lot longer, because you are in that, you're focusing on only what was good in that relationship, and you're actually not remembering the reasons why that relationship is ended. And even if you did have a great relationship, if you're one of those people that had the great relationship and then it has ended, not because it was toxic or unhealthy or abusive, there still needs to be a conversation with yourself where you can say, okay, I had those great times, but if that person no longer wants to share a life with me, then I am choosing to accept that. It's hard, but I'm going to lean into that and trust that as well. So that's another way of it, bringing in that acceptance and acknowledging that you wouldn't really want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you. But if you're in the toxic situation and you've had a lot of drama in that relationship, I urge you to focus on all of that. All of the things that were not okay in that relationship for you. Like, I know that sounds a bit negative almost, but it's actually really great when you actually start remembering all the issues that you had. Like, how often was I really happy in this relationship? How often were my needs met? How often did you get angry with me? What did we really do together? And really start getting real about the truth of that situation, because that brings you back into the truth, right? Instead of you being in this kind of like idealistic memory,
And oftentimes when we have these memories as well, we actually make them better than they actually even were. And so that's another reason why you may be struggling moving through this, is because you're actually only focusing on the things that were good in that relationship. And once that relationship is over, there needs to be a remembering of what wasn't okay. You know, especially if you're struggling to move through this, it's imperative that you remind yourself of the truth and know that you can have something so amazing, right? So amazing. And that you're going to work on yourself now so that you know that you can have that beautiful, loving relationship, and that you're going to call that in now. And this is an opportunity for great things for you. So there has to be a shift in your perspective on that, and to basically acknowledge the truth rather than just this idealistic version of what that relationship was. And the third reason why you may be struggling to move through this relationship, to move away from this relationship, is you're in the blame game victim mode. Now, I don't want that to sound derogatory. I don't want that to sound as if I'm having like a dig at you or saying, come on, what's wrong with you? You're not a victim. I don't mean it in that sense. But at the same time, when I say you're in the blame game, victim mentality, there is a tendency when our relationships end for whatever reason to project everything onto the other person, to, especially if that other person has moved on with someone else and they've already got another partner, it is very easy for us to sit there in our stuff and start saying, why couldn't you have been like this with me? What is wrong with you? You know, why did you do this to me? And we start becoming the victim. Why did this happen to me? Why have you now moved on so quickly? Why could you do this? How could you do this to, you know, us? Why didn't you love me properly? If only you did this, if only this didn't happen. And we get completely caught up in this way of thinking. And this blaming mentality is, oh my gosh, it is going to keep you stuck way longer than it needs to be. Because at the end of the day, one of the most important keys in my actual coaching program, and what I tell everyone, the number one key is acceptance. It's about accepting what is. What is right now in your life? This is what's happened. It doesn't matter whether he cheated or whether he lied or whether he did this and this and all these things that you can come up with. That's irrelevant now. And I don't mean that to just play it small as if he's gotten off scot-free, so to speak, but it's irrelevant to your personal, beautiful, transformational growth. This is not where you need to place your energy. You do not need to be thinking about what he should have done, how he should have been, and all these things, because the fact is, this is what it is. This is the truth. This is how your life is right now. And to the best thing you can do is honor your part in all of this. Now, this can be a really hard pill for people to swallow. Is, what do you mean? I did nothing. He cheated on me and I gave him everything and da da da. And that can come up for some people when I say, you know, you got to own your part. What do I mean by owning your part? What I mean is this. What you have to understand that when you had problems in that relationship, when things were going on, you always had a choice of how you were going to deal with that situation. You chose to be in that relationship. And when that person did the wrong thing by you, and you continue to stay, for example, that is a choice that you made. Now, I don't mean this in a negative, destructive, yucky thing. I'm saying it to you and I'm thinking I sound quite hard and a little bit mean here, but I'm not saying it for that. Like, I want you to hear this. When we love ourselves and we have self-worth and we feel great about ourselves and we know who we are, when someone doesn't do the right thing by us, we have the courage and the innate wisdom in us to stand up and say, you know what? I'm actually not going to accept this anymore for my life. And we are able then to make that decision for ourselves and exit that relationship. Now, I don't, again, it's not always easy. It's not quite as black and white. I understand that as well. But at the end of the day, we have to own the part that we played. And I remember someone said this to me years ago, and I was like, what do you mean? I've been abused and I've been treated so badly. But what this person was telling me was, the part I played is my low self-esteem, my lack of self-worth, my lack of no emotional boundaries. That was the part I played. The part I played was not knowing myself and loving myself enough to say enough and be able to put an end to it. Because people treat you how you allow them to treat you, right? And so when I say own your story, it's simply just own your story. It doesn't mean you have to own all this negative stuff about yourself or anything like that. It can just mean, I'm going to own the fact that I chose to be with this person, that I loved him and I thought he was wonderful. And that's a choice I made. I couldn't have predicted that he would do this to me. But I still made that choice to be with him, and I own that, and it's okay. So it doesn't have to be all this dramatic, you know, owning all your, you know, your shortcomings and owning all your own lack of self-worth or something. No, it doesn't have to be that either. It's whatever it is that you need to own. But we have to own our stuff. We can't just project everything onto the other person, because it's so disempowering. It keeps you stuck. It's not good for your heart or your soul or any of this, right? It's just not the right thing for you to do. So there are the three reasons why you may be struggling moving on from your ex. To recap, you haven't worked through the grieving process properly. You are stuck on certain parts of that grief, and definitely that can stall you. Again, I say it's important to feel your feelings, of course, but then we need to have a plan where we know we are moving forward, right? We're not just stuck in the sadness or the anger or the shock of the disbelief of it all. We're actually working through it, right? So it may be that you're just not moving through that in the way that you need. The second reason why you may not be moving through is because you're remembering only the good things about that relationship. You're remembering only the times that you had that were good. You're focused on the good times only and idealizing that relationship, when in fact there were probably lots of signs that were there, and we're tending not to focus on that. So it's really important to focus on the things that were not okay for you, right? Just home in on that and like remind yourself of why that wasn't okay for you. And so it's focused on the things that you know were not the best for you. That's really important to do, as opposed to idealizing the relationship. And the third reason is because you're in the blame game. You're blaming the partner for everything that has occurred instead of owning your part in it. And I've had a few clients recently where we're discussing this in quite a lot of depth, because it's a real big issue where a lot of people get stuck on. They find it very hard to accept that this person has now moved on with someone else and everything's just going along good, and they're stuck with all their bad feelings. But at the end of the day, we have a choice how we choose to respond, and we have a choice how we choose to move through this process. And blaming your partner and wishing and hoping that he was something he wasn't is not going to change the outcome. It's like the analogy, you know, they say when you, the snake that bites you, it's not the bite that kills you, it's the poison, the venom that runs through your veins. That's pretty much the same thing when you're in that victim mode where you feel it happened to you, and you stay so fixated on your pain and what's happened to you and how could they do this, and you've got this projection onto that other person. It is such a waste of energy as well. Like, your energy needs to be on you now, creating this great new life for yourself, setting a new foundation, creating something so freaking awesome that you are going to look back and go, oh, I'm so glad that ended, because now I see what I was always meant to have. And this is the power of this, right? So I cannot urge you enough, guys, to, if you're in that situation where you're struggling with that, please reach out to me. Like, I can definitely help you with this, or anyone that you feel comfortable with that can help you through this situation, because just having someone in your corner often is enough to help you work through that. Like I say, staying in that situation isn't going to change the outcome. All it's going to do is hurt you, and the people around you. And this is not what we want. We want you to be moving through this in the best possible way. And the best thing you can do is put all that energy onto yourself, make a pact with yourself that you are going to totally self-love each day and do the things that you need to do that is creating that new future you, the new life that you desire. So I hope that has been helpful, guys. Please reach out to me if I can help you on your journey. You can reach me at hello@sallykalin.com. You can go to my website, sallykalin.com, or go on my Instagram and follow me there. I would love to see you over there. And DM me a message and let me know if you've heard this podcast. I love hearing from you. And like I say, if I can help you in any way with your relationship, then please reach out. I have an amazing new program at the moment. It's a Soul Awakening Breakup Recovery Program. It's a one-to-one coaching program, but it's completely structured around tapping into your soul self and really healing on an epic level, like the real stuff. Because I totally believe if you want to create a new future, you're going to have to go inwards and totally start from the beginning and set a new foundation so you can ultimately have the love and the life you desire. And changing things out there and doing a little bit of research here and there isn't going to make those deep down changes. Needs to get into that subconscious, and that is what I'm all about with my program, is helping you rewire your mind, your internal program, so you can ultimately have the life and the love that you desire. So reach out and ask me about that. I'm going to love you and leave you and send you so much love today, and I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Take care, guys.